Welcome to the Lanesboro Radio Comedy's presentation of Over the Back Fence, a Commonwealth Theater Company program from the new air-conditioned Commonwealth Theater in beautiful downtown Lanesboro. We're coming to you over KFIL, Preston 1060 AM, and Chatfield 103.1 on your FM dial. I'm your host, Hal Kropp. Located in the beautiful rolling countryside of the Driftless region, or Bluff Country, isn't for everyone. Down in the dumps, can't see over the next rise, getting the urge to scream at someone? Well, don't despair. You're just getting warmed up for tonight's show, for it's the Over the Back Fence salute to Hills and Hollers. Joining us to highlight the ups and downs of life in our neck of the woods, our special musical guests, the Root River Revelers, youth musical guests Gable Lanning and Simon Kropp, the next installment of this year's Sam Spade Feline Detective, a chat with the good folks at Los Gobles, and all the usual suspects, Bonnie Hulsing, Carolyn Fries, and David Hennessy, and joining me for co-hosting duties, the only man in Fillmore County who brings new meaning to the word holler every time he hears it, my co-host, Token Damon Prestaman. Over the Back Fence is underwritten by Houston Dental Clinic, where your smile makes them happiest, and sponsored by Pedal Pushers Cafe,
Coffee Street Fitness,
The Cottage House Inn,
Rhino's Pizza and Sub Shop,
Los Gobles,
Stone Mill Suites,
Olivia's Attic,
Lanesboro Local Marketplace,
Mannion and Wheelock Attorneys,
Little River General Store,
Riverside and the Root Restaurant,
the Lanesboro Lions Club,
the Preston Apple and Berry Farm,
the Rochester Post Bulletin,
and Associated Bank Lanesboro! Bringing tonight's show to you is the Over the Back Fence gang, the ever-lovely Captain Bob Petrillo, our executive producer.
His assistant, glamorous Glenn Jensen.
Subbing for internet guru Jazz and Jason Underfirth, please welcome breathtaking Brennan Kelleher.
And subbing for artistic director Stella Salisbert, the hardest working woman in show business, back from retirement, Heidi Dibbing.
Easy for you to say. Irene Erkenbrock and Maud McCoy at the box office. Have you ever noticed, Damon, how when somebody makes a decision that may or may not work, like picking a theme, oh, say, Hills and Hollers, that subsequently they seem to want to take vacation on that week?
I've noticed that.
You know,
that
not only happened. Is Stella gone and Jason's gone, but Scott's gone.
Right.
All three of them wanted Hills and Hollers.
I find that interesting.
Yeah, me too. You know what they used to do down in Holler?
Oh, boy, I hesitate to say this.
No, I didn't.
I don't know.
Well, that's good. They made moonshine down in some hollers, especially in the hollers of, say, North Carolina and sure. South Carolina. And here to sing about it, please welcome David Hennessy with Carolina in the Morning.
Wishing is good time wasted. Still, it's a habit, they say. Wishing for sweets I've tasted, that's all I do all day. Maybe there's nothing in wishing, but speaking of wishing, I'll say. Nothing could be finer than to be in Carolina in the morning. No one could be sweeter than my sweetie when I meet her in the morning. Where the morning glories twine around the door, whispering pretty stories I long to hear once more. Strolling with my girlie where the dew is pearly early in the morning. Butterflies all flutter up and kiss each little buttercup at dawning. If I had Aladdin's lamp for only a day, I'd make a wish and here's what I'd say. Nothing could be finer than to be in Carolina in the morning.
David Hennessy, ladies and gentlemen, Carolina in the Morning. And now, the part of the show that always brings me the most joy, the chance to chat with the good folks whose generosity brings us to you week in and week out. And tonight we're very pleased to welcome Julie Karlsrud from Lost Gables in Fountain. Julie, how are you?
I'm just fine. Thank
great.
You.
So, Julie, before we get started, I do want to say thanks to you from all of us here at Over the Back Fence for your support of the radio show, not just this year, but all of the years that you've been supporting us. It's been great.
Thank you.
So let's chat a bit about Los Gables. Los Gables, yeah?
Yes.
Not that. So that's the Norwegian pronunciation of the Mexican restaurant?
Well, it was always known as the Gables, so we kept the name.
Yeah, okay. And do you think if Margarita went down home and said it to somebody, they'd say Los Gables, or they might say Los Gables?
I think you've got it right. Yeah. Gables, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right, well, I'm going to call it Los Gables forever, so
I hear that.
And it'll just slide into the interview, and I apologize in advance.
That's
so
okay.
I know that you have a fabulous Mexican restaurant, a fabulous Mexican food menu for dinners. What else goes on at Los Gables?
Well, we try to do a lot of things. We do breakfast in American, and we do Mexican also. We have outside seating in this nice weather, if you prefer, and you can have a drink or dinner on any part of the grounds. It's private property, so feel free.
Great. Well, how early do you open for breakfast?
We open at 6:30 every morning.
6:30 every morning, and how late are you open at night?
8:30 most days, except for Friday and Saturday, we're open till 10.
Wow. Mm-hmm. So 6:30 a.m. to 10 p.m. Fridays and Saturdays, and 6:30
yes.
to 8:30 the rest of the week.
Correct.
And you don't take a day off?
No. Haven't yet.
You are a hardworking woman.
They call me crazy.
No. As long as they call you, that's all that really counts.
Well, they tell it to my face, yes.
Well, and tell me now, in addition to the restaurant, is it true that you also do catering?
Yes, we do.
Mm-hmm. And how would someone know about that catering menu? Would they just call you?
Give us a call. We have a really good setup to show you and pricing and everything. We can do many different things from just a small party to something very nice, meetings, even weddings if you prefer.
What's the largest group you've ever catered?
We haven't only done, about 89, I think it was.
About 89?
About 89.
Okay. Give or take one or two.
Take one or two.
Yeah, I'd round up and say 90.
Would you?
What the heck?
Okay.
No one's going to come in and go, wait, I only count 89. You didn't do 90. You only did not.
Well,
be
someone
good.
In that party might say, no, it was only 89. So I thought.
Yeah, let's see if they're paying attention.
Yes.
Just tell them they had too many margaritas. It'd be fine. So you have a full bar, yeah?
Yes, we do.
And mm-hmm. and a full menu, and you do catering. And where does your food come from?
Our food comes, we try to do as local as we can. Mm-hmm. This time of the year it's great, it's coming in. And we do grass-fed ground beef. We've done that for several years. I know we haven't, probably advertised that very much, but we have done it. I'm kind of a stickler. I want good, fresh food for our people.
Great.
And that's what we're about.
And your prices are incredibly reasonable. I will just say this. I am a patron. I have dined there on several occasions.
I know you have.
I know you know. Yeah.
I see lots of our customers in the audience.
I see lots of your customers in the audience, too. In fact, I see
Very
most
nice.
Of them there
Very
with
nice.
Cerveza or margaritas. And the menu came from where?
It came from Margarita Gomez, and she's from near Mexico City, and she brought her cooking here. She is here on visas, and she has to go back, so we don't have her all the time, but she's taught the rest of us her way, and we stay with it. So she's our head lady. And we do it Margarita's way.
Mm-hmm. She's here on visas, huh?
Yes, she is.
Maybe she was here on MasterCard. She could stay longer.
But I just had word now that come spring, yeah. she will be permanent residency here.
Excellent.
So, yes.
Excellent.
Finally.
That's great
yes,
news.
We're very happy.
Okay. And let me ask you this, Julie, because, it is a restaurant. Do you take reservations?
Yes, we do.
And what number would I call if I wanted to make a reservation?
268.
268.
507-268-1020 is
1020.
Our number.
It was a surprise question. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I know. I had to know my
Julie name. And I reviewed the answers to all these questions in advance, and this is like the little pop quiz. 2010. 268-2010. Los Gables.
The other way around.
1020?
Correct.
268-1020. If you're listening at home, take a pencil. 507-268-1020.
Right.
Thank you. Julie, thanks so much for your support. Best
Very
of
welcome.
Luck to you and all the gang at Los Gables.
Thank
Julie
you.
Julie Karlsruhe from Los Gables. And for those of you listening at home, not able to witness this, we're welcoming our youth musical guests to the stage. Two young blonde gentlemen dressed in oriental garb, wielding a black electric guitar and a large mallet. Please welcome our special musical guests, Simon Kropp and Gable Lanning.
Everybody was kung fu fighting. Ooh. Those cats was frightening. Little bit frightening. But they fought with extra timing. They were funky chunk men from funky chunk town. They were chopping them up, they were chopping them down. It's an ancient Chinese art. Everybody knew the power from a fake to a flip. To a kick in from the hip. But it was kung fu fighting. Those cats were fast as lightning. He in fact was a little bit frightening. But they fought with expert timing. Oh, 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 oh. Billy Chin and little Sammy Chung, and they said, here comes the big boss, hee ha, let's get it on. Everybody was kung fu fighting. Those cats was fast as lightning. In fact, was a little bit frightening, but they fought with expert timing.
Youth musical guest Simon Kropp, Gable Lanning.
Wow.
It's our practice on Over the Back Fence to chat a little bit with our youth musical guests before we let them resume their seats. Is one of you going to answer some questions?
Sure.
Great. First of all, could you identify yourself? Because I didn't identify you appropriately.
My name's Simon Kropp.
And I'm Gable Lanning.
And your third member here?
Our gong is named Zildjian. It's
great.
It's from his village. respect him.
And when you're not busy kung fu fighting, what are you gentlemen engaged in?
We do nothing else but kung fu.
Do the authorities in America know that? Because aren't people of your age required to go to school?
Well, you know.
No, I don't.
We attend from time to time.
And where do you attend from time to time?
Decorah Middle School.
And what grade will you be going into?
Eighth grade.
How long have you been playing the guitar, Simon?
3 years.
You seem a little uncertain about that. And Gable, how long have you been playing the gong?
I've been playing it since I was a baby. I mean, I've known all my life.
Tell me, what do you hope to do with these talents in the future?
Keep strengthening our forearms with our kung fu.
And do you have any plans to be appearing anywhere in the future?
Excuse me?
Do you have any plans to be appearing anywhere in the future?
No.
Okay.
No.
I think that's probably best. One last question before I let you go. What would you say are the greatest influences on your musical style?
Oh, that's tough.
We enjoy the musical talents of Carl Douglas.
Yes.
So this is more in Carl Douglas' school of kung fu fighting than, say, the Jack Black school?
Yes.
All right, thank you. Thanks very much, ladies and gentlemen, Simon Kropp and Gable Lanning. You did the best. Well, I think it's time to crank up the old beacon, my friend.
Oh, that's supposed to be me, isn't it?
I think so.
Doggone, I have had a little trouble with this beacon. Let's give it a try.
All right. And now it's time for news and notes.
I tell you, that beacon's just not working right.
This is the old folks show. Because all three of us are old folks. That beacon used to work a lot better 16 years ago. Well, here's...
Now, 1 second. You said all three of us?
Yeah.
Who's the third?
Wouldn't it be you?
No. No, think of another one.
I can't think of another one, Heidi. You've been in this little triumvirate for quite some time.
Yes, but I have not aged at all, and these are just for show. They're not reading glasses.
Excellent. And I'm sure you have a lovely painting in your garage with lines and cracks in it, right? Yeah.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Mrs. Dorian Gray. Here's what you have to look forward in the Post Bulletin, southeastern Minnesota's biggest and best newspaper. Consider this your sneak peek. In the Jumbo Weekend Edition, you can read about a plan in Lake City to restore a century-old former button factory, hoping to make it into a multi-use store, mostly for antiques. The button factory used to pull clams from Lake Pepin, 800 million pounds worth in 1914, and punch buttons out of their shells. Punch buttons out of their shelves. Yeah. You want to read all about the details of its colorful history. Looking ahead, the Post Bulletin intends to give you updates from the Vikings training camp next week, giving you an early look at the purple as they prepare for the coming year, and of course, keeping updated on all of the shenanigans involving number four.
Right.
Whether it's going away or coming back or going away or coming back, or is it the Jets or is it?
Never mind.
Finally, the Maurer and the Goodhue County Fairs are coming this week, and they'll have stories on the animals, the demolition derbies, and other fairs going on. There's no better place to find fun stories during the summertime in Minnesota, whether it's a two-headed turtle or a 4-H rabbit competition. Okay. All this, plus Harley Flathers, local news from Fillmore County and all over the area, and bundles of coupons for 50 cents a day. It's hard to find a better deal. To get the paper at home, call 1-800-562-1758. And now, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage our special musical guest, the Root River Revelers.
Ain't no smoggy smoke.
River Revelers with Rocky Top. And is our usual custom, we'll chat a bit with the group between musical numbers one and two. Speaking for the group today, we have...
Danny Cornell.
Aren't you a famous radio personality?
Well, I don't know if I call it personality, but I do mornings on KFIL.
This radio station?
Yes.
Wow. So now you're here on the air at night.
I do the drive time when everybody's stuck behind someone else at the stop sign. They can
kind of like me and the River Revelers.
Yes.
Because I'm stuck behind you at a stop sign here. for those of you who can't see me, I'm back here. Yeah, there we are. Okay, good. And if you're at home, you don't get that joke. That you should have been here. What can I tell you? So, Denny, I guess the first thing to say is, who's this conducting for you?
We have Maria Kujawa.
And how long has Maria been conducting?
Maria has been with us for just under a year now. I believe it was last October she started with us.
And how's that going?
It's going extremely well.
Great.
Maria is extremely talented, as well as Sue Zieberle, who is our pianist.
Great. Thanks for introducing Susie as well. And I'd ask you to introduce all 15 guys, but we've only got an hour.
Yeah, we've got several tunes we'd like to do for you.
And we'd like to hear them.
But we'd like to put in a little bit of a pitch for we're always looking for members. If anyone loves to sing, we're a bunch of guys that love to sing, and we meet once a month. So it's a.
And where do you meet?
We meet at Valley Christian Center, the third Tuesday of the month in Spring Valley.
Spring Valley. So, and are most of the members of the group from Spring Valley itself?
We have folks from, we even have a guy from, we have a token from Iowa.
Oh, my God. You know, those Iowegians, they just.
We have Spring Valley, Grand Meadow, Wyckoff, Leroy. Fillmore.
Excellent.
We are a well-round group.
Great. And so you're always looking for voices. It's all men, yes, except for Maria and Susie?
Yes.
Yeah. It's not a mixed choir. It's
men who love to sing.
Men who love to sing. And just
men who love to sing, sing real loud.
Men who love to sing and sing real loud. Okay, so that lets me and Damon out.
Yeah.
Because we tend to sing soft. All right, well, okay. It's a pleasure having you on the show. And let's get to more music, because I'm just not funny tonight. So please welcome back the Root River Revelers.
Then my glory gave me a promise true.
The Root River Revelers with Annie Loring. Such a sweet sound. I'd love to hear another one if you've got one. Yeah? Yeah, great. And if you're listening at home, the gentlemen are rearranging themselves in the shape of the letter Q.
When I was just a cabin boy upon the ship, the pretty girls I did annoy in every port that we sailed. The sailors laughed and said to me, upon the ship, you better stay away at sea from every port that we sail. When I grew tall and full of brass upon the ship, I'd follow every pretty lass in every port that we sail. But then back to the deck I'd flee upon the ship, 'cause all the girls would run from me in every port that we sail. And sing a yo-ho, heave-ho, though the stormy winds may blow. Yo-ho, heave-ho, I'll take the open sea. And sing a yo-ho, heave-ho, o'er the seven seas we'll go. Yo-ho, heave-ho, a sailor's life for me.
The boys in fun upon the ship, why do the pretty girls all run in every port that we sail? They sat me in the captain's chair upon the ship, your face, they said, is your despair. In every port that we sail,
nose it lies off to one side upon the ship, it makes the girls all run and hide in every port that we sail. Your eyes are crossed, your teeth stick out upon the ship, in truth, you are an ugly lout. In every port that we sail, I sing a yo-ho, heave-ho. Safe and warm in any port that we sail. But then a boom came loose and flew upon the ship, and knocked my nose and teeth askew in every port that we sail.
When I awoke from such a fate, upon the ship, well, blow me down, my face was straight, in every port that we sail. And now that I am 83, upon the ship. Oh, how the girls chase after me in every port that we sail,
and sing a yo-ho, heave-ho, though the stormy winds may blow. Yo-ho, heave-ho, I'll take the open sea, and sing a yo-ho, heave-ho, o'er the seven seas we'll go. Yo-ho, heave-ho, a sailor's life for me.
Root River Revelers. I don't know about you all, but I would love to hear one more number. The Root River Revelers, one more time.
All right.
Thank you.
River Revelers. Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you so much. Always a pleasure to have them. You're listening to Over the Back Fence, a Commonweal Theater Company program, live from the Commonweal Theater in beautiful downtown Lanesboro on KFIL Preston 1060 AM and 103.1 FM. Coming up in the second half of our show, we'll hear the dulcet tones of Carolyn Freeze.
We'll also hear the next installment of Sam Spade, Feline Detective.
Over the Back Fence is underwritten by Houston Dental Clinic, where your smile makes them happiest, and sponsored by Pedal Pushers Cafe,
Coffee Street Fitness,
The Cottage House Inn,
Rhino's Pizza and Sub Shop,
Los Gobles,
Stone Mill Suite,
Olivia's Attic,
Lanesboro Local Marketplace,
Mannion and Wheelock Attorneys,
Little River General Store,
the Riverside on the Route Restaurant,
the Lanesboro Lions
the
Club,
the Preston Apple and Berry Farm,
the Rochester Post Bulletin,
and Associated Bank Lanesboro. Come down and join us live Sundays at 7, but if you can't, listen home at 1060 on your AM or 103.1 on your FM radio dial. Hills and hollers, I can't believe it.
Yeah, we're doing it.
Yeah, we're sort of doing it. Hopefully we'll get a little bit of divine help with it. And here to help us ask for that help, please welcome Carolyn Freeze with To the Sky.
Sky from the earth in lofty flight, from the hills so green in the blush of spring, so away with thee shall I fly from this place to a land so far. Softly now with the dawn, I will ride with the wind o'er the hills through the mist on the wings of thee. Spirit fly to the cloud up above. Spirit fly to a place softly now with the dawn, I go with thee.
Carolyn Freeze, ladies and gentlemen, To the Sky. Hills and hollers. I can't believe it. You know, we haven't done the old joke yet.
Which joke is that?
Well, you know, the hills are alive and it's pretty frightening.
Oh. Is that it?
That's it's a musical joke, but Heidi's playing, so. Please welcome to the microphone someone who makes better sense with words than me, our resident poet laureate, Bonnie Hulsing.
Well, to go along with the theme of hills and hollers, I have two by James Whitcomb Riley. The first one is called Little Orphan Tanny. And it's inscribed with all faith and affection to all the little children, the happy ones and sad ones, the sober and the silent ones, the boisterous ones and glad ones, the good ones, yes, the good ones, and all the lovely bad ones. Little Orphan Tanny has come to our house to stay and wash the cups and saucers up and brush the crumbs away and shoo the chickens off the porch and dust the hearth and sweep and make the fire and bake the bread, and earn her board and keep. And all us other children, when the supper things is done, we set around the kitchen fire and has the mostest fun a-listening to the witch tales that Annie tells about, and the goblins that get you if you don't watch out. Once there was a little boy who wouldn't say his prayers, and when he went to bed at night, away upstairs, his mammy heard him holler, and his daddy heard him bawl. And when they turned the kivers down, he wasn't there at all. And they seeked him in the rafter room and cubby hole and press, and seeked him up the chimbley flue and everywheres, I guess.
But all they ever found was just his pants and roundabout. And the goblins will get you if you don't watch out. And once there was a little girl that always laugh and grin and make fun of everyone and all her blood and kin. And once, when they was company, and old folks was there, she mocked them and shocked them and said she didn't care. And this day she kicked her heels and turned to run and hide. They was two great big black things a-standing by her side, and they snatched her through the ceiling fore she knowed what she's about. And the goblins'll get you if you don't watch out. And little orphan Tanny says when the blaze is blue and the lampwick sputters and the wind goes ooh, and you hear the crickets quit and the moon is gray and the lightning bugs and dew is all squenched away, you children mind your parents and your teachers fond and dear and cherish them that loves you and dry the orphan's tear and help the poor and needy ones that clusters all about, or the goblins'll get you if you don't watch out.
Thank you. This is part of one by James Whitcomb Riley. This is the Raggedy Man. Oh, the Raggedy Man, he works for Pa, and he's the goodest man ever you saw. He comes to our house every day and feeds the horses and waters the horses and feeds them hay. And he opens a shed and we all just laugh when he drives out our little old wobbly calf. And then if our hired girl says he can, he milks the cow for Elizabeth Ann. Ain't he an awful good Raggedy Man? Raggedy, raggedy, raggedy man. Why, the Raggedy Man, he is so good, he splits the kindling and chops the wood. And then he spades in our garden, too, and does most things that boys can't do. He clumbed clean up in our big tree and shook the apple down for me, and another and two for Elizabeth Ann, and another and two for the Raggedy Man. Ain't he an awful kind Raggedy Man? Raggedy, raggedy, raggedy man. And the Raggedy Man, he knows most rhymes, and he tells them if I be good sometimes. Knows about giants and griffins and elves, and the squeegees come squeeze that swallers theirselves. And white by the pump in our pasture lot, he showed me the hole that the wunks has got. It lives way deep in the ground and can turn into me, or Elizabeth Ann, or Ma, or Pa, or the Raggedy Man. Ain't he a funny old Raggedy Man? And the Raggedy Man, one time when he was making a little bow and ori for him, he says, when you're big like your pa is, are you going to be a rich merchant and have a fine store and wear fine clothes? Or what are you going to be? Goodness knows. And then he laughed at Elizabeth Ann. And I says, I'm going to be a Raggedy Man. I'm just going to be a nice Raggedy Man. Raggedy, raggedy, raggedy man. Thanks.
Bonnie Hulson. All righty, well, it's that time in the program.
Oh, what time is that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the microphone the Commonweal Radio Theater of the Air with the next installment of Sam Spade, Feline Detective.
The oil has finally stopped flowing. The Supreme Court has another woman. Unemployment insurance has been extended again. And it's hot and rainy. All this can only mean one thing. It's the, you'll pardon the expression, dog days of summer, and must be time to check in with America's favorite feral Snoop. And now, for another episode of Sam Spade, Feline Detective. When we last left our intrepid Private Dick, he had stopped to smell the black cabs with disastrous effect.
Oh, 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 say, we shouldn't be doing this here. What if someone comes by? They'll hear us, but you are one sexy kitten. Oh, yeah, scratch me there. Oh, yeah, under my chin. Oh, oh, just a little higher. Oh, yeah, yeah, that's got it. Oh, yeah, oh, now just hold out your paw while I rub my gum line against that thumb claw. Yeah, yeah, that's got it. Oh, now scrunch me behind my ears. Oh, yeah. Oh, wait, wait, not so hard. No, don't hold me so tight. I can't. Ooh, I'm having a little trouble. Breathing. You could just loosen your... My, what strong paws you have, dear.
Hey, hey, buddy, cut that crap out.
What? You're not Miss Pussy. Hey, why can't I see you?
Why'd the boss say we had to be so careful with this guy? He's got the smarts of a rock.
Hey, shut it, Em. You're in a bag, buddy.
In a bag?
What Clem means is that we got a bag over your head.
Say, Em, it kind of looks like he's wearing a hat. That would make him
the cat in the hat.
I believe you two have mistaken me for someone else.
Nope. The boss said we'd keep our eyes peeled for a cat coming out of the old fart's house and to grab him.
Did he say why?
Ours is not to reason why.
Ours is but to do. To do. To. What's the rest of it, Clem?
I can't remember, Em. That's why you do the listening.
And die?
Die? Die. That can't be right. How about and sigh? Or try? Or lie?
Did the boss give you any further description of the cat you're supposed to nab? How do you know it's me? Now, who did he say to get?
It had something to do with a shovel.
No, Em, it had to do with playing cards.
No, I distinctly remember shovel.
Playing cards.
Shovel.
Cards.
Shovel.
Cards.
Shovel.
Hold it. Spade?
Nope. I've still got them.
Hey, me too. Makes me very popular with the ladies.
No. Spade. Sam Spade.
Yeah, that's the name. I told you it had to do with a shovel.
Or playing cards.
Shovel!
Enough! Take this bag off my head so I can witness your brilliance firsthand.
The boss was pretty specific about this.
What am I going to see, your faces? I won't need those to identify you. All you'll have to do is open your mouths.
Well...
And with that, the bag was lifted from my head. I could see at once that I was in what looked to be an empty storefront, reeking of stale donuts, old cleaning products, mold, mildew, and really bad beef. It could only have been one place, the village foodstuffs, the grocery store which had gone out of business 2 years earlier. When I first hung my shingle out in this town, it had two grocery stores. Now we were reduced to buying tuna at the convenience store on the edge of town. Well, where's the big boss?
Don't you worry. He'll be here. He said to... What was it, Em?
He said to bag him, to drag him, to put him in a chair. Don't clutch him. Don't touch him. Soon I will be there.
Yeah, that was it. Pretty nifty, huh?
A regular Dr. Seuss.
I thought you might appreciate that touch, Spade.
Vincent! To what do I owe the pleasure?
I thought you might be hungry, so I brought you this.
Green eggs and ham, how thoughtful. But clearly you didn't pinch me just to celebrate the life and works of Ted Geisel.
Who?
Come on, Horton, hatch up.
All right, Spade. I still haven't forgotten how you gave me the slip in that Josie and the Pussycats caper.
And I haven't forgotten how you blew so hard about dogs becoming the new cats in the burrow. But I guess both of us have things we'd prefer to forget. So why the catnapping?
Maybe I just needed the rest.
And maybe you just needed a better writer.
All right.
Seussicles and puns in the same story?
Here's the lowdown. Yeah, you're right. It's been more harmonious for us dogs with you cats over the past few years. But there's a new breed in town, and they're making it mighty tough to be a successful entrepreneur.
What new breed?
South of town, by the golf course. You haven't heard?
Heard what?
There's a pack of coyotes moving in the caves just below the 7th green.
Coyotes?
Yeah, I'm shocked you haven't heard. Cats have been disappearing like pension funds for the past 3 weeks.
Are you serious?
That's a heart attack.
Could that be what happened to Moses? Had he fallen prey to this new breed? Was he the main course on the coyote buffet? So why come to me with this?
Well, every time a cat disappears, that flat-foot truckman pops into my shop asking questions and practically accusing me of single-handedly eliminating the cat population in the borough.
And
it's killing my business.
Wait. You want me to clear you of these crimes?
I just want truckman to get off my case.
And you think coyotes are behind it?
Well, it's none of my boys. I give you my word.
Oh, after watching your boys in action, I don't need your word. As plain as the snout on your maw, they couldn't nab a flea.
Hey!
Is that an insult?
Boss, let me at him. I'll show him what a flea could expect.
Easy, boys. Spade talks a tough game, but we need his help. What do you say, Spade?
I'll look into it, but I'm making no promises. And with that, my hands were freed. The doors opened, and I strolled into the bright sunlight, never so glad to get out of a musty building in my life. I decided to stroll down to see the town maven, Julie Berman, who was into every conceivable aspect of town life, school, grocery store, assisted living for older cats. You name it, she did it. Julie, you have a few minutes?
Sam, doll for you, anything.
I do have a meeting about the ladies' shotgun tournament in about 15 minutes, but then, till then, it's all you, sweet cakes.
You're going through with the tournament? Even after...
After what, Sammy?
Well, I was just with Vincent in the old grocery store, and he...
What do you think of it? You know, if we could just get 25 investors to give us 50,000, we could have a terrific new grocery store.
But, Julie, there are already four grocery stores within 15 miles of the borough. The county only has 22,000 cats in it. The numbers just don't add up, but that's not why
this town needs a grocery store. We lost the pharmacy. We lost the hardware store. We won't be able to hold our heads up if we've lost groceries as well.
I understand how you feel, but the facts just don't support it.
But what if we...
That's beside the point. I want to talk about the coyotes.
Coyotes? Here in the borough?
That's the rumor.
Well, that's just plain...
You haven't seen or heard about cats disappearing?
Ridiculous. Wait. Coyotes in the borough? Preston doesn't have them. Rushford doesn't have them. Whalen doesn't have them. Coyotes in the borough. This could set us apart. We could even have a new annual celebration. Borough Coyote Days.
I could see I'd lost Julie. I walked out of her front door, not even realizing she lived just below the golf course, the seventh green, when I felt a sharp clamping around my right leg.
Gotcha.
Hey, what are you doing?
Come on, Floyd, bring him along. Ma's waiting on us.
Where are you taking me?
Hush up. Why'd you have to pick such a mouthy one? Ma's not gonna like that.
Oh, I suppose you could have done better.
Better than you? Easily.
Well, suppose I just drop him. Let's see you get one quick.
Now there's a bright boy. Yeah, drop me.
Do you hear that? Is it any wonder that Ma likes me the best?
How so?
You never heard her say, a cat in the jaw is worth three on the loose.
No.
Or, never look a gift cat in the mouth?
No.
Or, a running cat gathers no moss?
No.
What have you been doing when Ma's teaching us?
Playing Halo.
Well, what have my fine young boys been up to? What have we here?
Ma, I brought us dinner.
We brought us dinner.
Speak for yourself. All you did was watch.
And what is this delectable morsel?
Spade.
Surely you jest. Look at these fine boys of mine, proof of my fertility.
No, I'm Spade.
And now you'll never know the joys of parenthood.
These are the joys of parenthood?
My boys. The kind of boys that makes a mother proud. Ooh! Ooh! They don't call us the Barker Gang for nothing.
Seems to me they should be calling you the Howler Gang.
Watch it, Buster.
Not Buster. Spade.
Sorry to hear about that. But the misfortunes of your reproductive failures will soon be behind you. As will your days of bad punning.
Could this be true? Will Sam end up as a Coyote Blue Plate special? Will he invest in the grocery store? Will we ever find out what happened to Moses? For the answers to these and many more mysteries, don't miss the next action-packed installment of Sam Spade, Feline Detective.
The Commonwealth Radio Theater of the Air, Brendan Keller, David Hennessy, Bonnie Halsing, Simon Cropp, Gable Lanning, Damon Prestonman, Heidi Dibbing, and yours truly. Well, Hills and Hollers, brings to mind one thing and one thing only.
And what is that?
A lot of animals roaming around up the hills and down the hollers.
Sure.
Did I ever tell you about the time I took my mother to Custer State Park?
Well, let me sit back and relax and enjoy this story.
We drove into every nook and cranny of that park because my mother only wanted to see buffalo. We drove 9 miles out into Wind Cave National Park to see buffalo. We drove along the animal loop to see buffalo. We must have seen about 750 head of buffalo. And we stopped to watch an old buffalo scrape his horns against the tree on the side of the hill after looking down on a herd of buffalo in the holler. And it was just the most ridiculous thing I've ever done.
Wow. Great story, Hal. Thanks, I saw Damon. Somebody riding a buffalo just this afternoon.
Well, and...
In fact, it was on Main Street right out in front of here.
Here?
You're right in
My
town
goodness.
Here. Yep.
All right. Well, that only leads me to one thing. Please welcome David Hennessy with our closing song, Home on the Range.
buffalo roam, where the deer and the antelope play, where seldom is heard a discouraging word, and the skies are not cloudy all day. Everybody! Home, home on the range, where the deer and the antelope play, where seldom is heard a discouraging word, and the skies are not cloudy all day. Oh, give me a land where the bright diamond sand flows leisurely down the stream, where the graceful white swan goes gliding along like a maid in a heavenly dream. Home, home on the range, where the deer and the antelope play, where seldom is heard a discouraging word, and the skies are not cloudy all day. Would not exchange my home on the range, where the deer and the antelope play, where seldom is heard a discouraging word, and the skies are not cloudy all day. Home, home on the range.
And that brings to a close our show this evening. We want to thank our special musical guests, the Root River Revelers, youth musical guests, Simon Kropp and Gable Lawning, Bonnie Hulsing, Carolyn Fries, David Hennessy, Heidi Dibbing, and my co-host, Damon Prestman, Julie from Los Gables.
And the host of Over the Back Fence, Hal Kropp.
Fine. Make sure you join us next week for the Household Chores Show. Thanks again, everybody. Have a great week. Good night.
There seldom is heard a discouraging word, and the skies are not cloudy all day.